Today, we play most of our music using equal temperament. But step outside this narrow and precise tuning, and you'll discover a rich and unexpected world full of harmonic character. From the exotic to the eerie. Late Junction marks the 100th anniversary of the composer Lou Harrison's birth with some unusual intonations. Late Junction on Tuesday night at 11 on BBC Radio 3.
And time for this week's Drama on 3. We're going to hear a production of A View from the Bridge, Arthur Miller's award-winning play from 1955, which we first broadcast as part of the celebrations marking Miller's centenary in 2015. Alfred Molina leads an all-star American cast. He plays the Brooklyn longshoreman Eddie Carbone, and his performance won him the Best Actor accolade at last year's BBC Audio Drama Awards.
Arthur Miller's A View from the Bridge, starring Alfred Molina, Jane Kaczmarek, Melissa Benoist, Reed Scott, Matthew Wolfe, and Hector Elizondo as Alfieri.
You wouldn't have known it, but something amusing has just happened. You see how uneasily they nod to me? That's because I am a lawyer. In this neighborhood, to meet a lawyer, or a priest, on the street is unlucky. We're only thought of in connection with disasters, and they'd rather not get too close. I often think that behind that suspicious little nod of theirs lie 3,000 years of distrust. A lawyer means the law. And in Sicily, from where their fathers came, the law has not been a friendly idea since the Greeks were beaten. I am inclined to notice the ruins in things, perhaps because I was born in Italy. I only came here when I was 25. In those days, Al Capone, the greatest Carthaginian of all, was learning his trade on these pavements, and Frankie Yale himself was cut precisely in half by a machine gun on the corner of Union Street, 2 blocks away. Oh, there were many here who were justly shot by unjust men. Justice is very important here. But this is Red Hook, not Sicily. This is the slum that faces the bay on the seaward side of Brooklyn Bridge. This is the gullet of New York, swallowing the tonnage of the world. And now we are quite civilized, quite American. Now we settle for half, and I like it better. I no longer keep a pistol in my filing cabinet, and my practice is entirely unromantic. My wife has warned me, so have my friends. They tell me the people in this neighborhood lack elegance, glamour. After all, who have I dealt with in my life? Longshoremen and their wives, and fathers and grandfathers. Compensation cases, evictions, family squabbles, the petty troubles of the poor. And yet, every few years there is still a case. And as the parties tell me what the trouble is, the flat air in my office suddenly washes in with the green scent of the sea. The dust in this air is blown away, and the thought comes that in some Caesar's year, in Calabria, perhaps, or on the cliff at Syracuse, another lawyer, quite differently dressed, heard the same complaint and sat there as powerless as I, and watched it run its bloody course. This one's name was Eddie Carbone, a longshoreman working the docks from Brooklyn Bridge to the breakwater, where the open sea begins.
Yeah!
Well, I'll see you, fellas.
Yep.
You working tomorrow?
Yeah, there's another day yet on that ship. See you, Louie.
Yeah.
Hi, Eddie!
Oh! Where are you going all dressed up?
I just got it. You like it?
Yeah, it's nice. And what happened to your hair?
You like it? I fixed it different. He's here, B!
Beautiful. Turn around. Let me see in the back. Oh, if your mother was alive to see you now. She wouldn't believe it.
You like it, huh?
You look like one of them girls that went to college. Where are you going?
Wait till B comes in. I'll tell you something. Here, sit down. Hurry up, will you, B?
What's going on?
I'll get you a beer, all right?
Well, tell me what happened. Come over here. Talk to me.
I want to wait till B comes in. Guess how much we paid for the skirt?
I think it's too short, ain't it?
No, not when I stand up.
Yeah, but you gotta sit down sometimes.
Eddie, it's the style now. I mean, if you've seen me walking down the street...
Listen, you've been giving me the willies the way you walk down the street. I mean it.
Why?
Catherine, I don't want to be a pest, but I'm telling you, you're walking wavy.
I'm walking wavy?
Now, don't aggravate me, Katie. You are walking wavy. I don't like the looks they're giving you in the candy store. And with them new high heels on the sidewalk, clack, 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 you know, the heads are turning like windmills.
But those guys look at all the girls, you know that.
You ain't all the girls.
What do you want me to do? You want me to...
Now, don't get mad, kid.
Well, I don't know what you want from me.
Katie, I promised your mother on her deathbed. I'm responsible for you. You're a baby. You don't understand these things. I mean, like when you stand here by the window waving outside.
I was waving to Louie.
Listen, I could tell you things about Louie which you wouldn't wave to him no more.
Eddie, I wish there was one guy you couldn't tell me things about.
Catherine, do me a favor, will you? You're getting to be a big girl now. You gotta keep yourself more. You can't be so friendly, kid. Hey, B, what are you doing in there? Get her in here, will you? I got news for her.
What?
Her cousin's landed.
No. B, your cousin's...
What?
Your cousin's got in.
What are you talking about? Where?
I was just knocking off work before, and Tony Harelli come over to me. He says the ship is in the North River.
They're all right?
He didn't see them yet. They're still on board. But as soon as they get off, he'll meet them. He figures about 10 o'clock they'll be here.
And they'll let them off the ship all right? That's fixed, eh?
Sure, they give them regular seaman papers, and they walk off with the crew. Don't worry about it, B. There's nothing to it. A couple of hours, they'll be here.
What happened? They wasn't supposed to be till next Thursday.
I don't know. They put them on any ship they can get them out on. Maybe the other ship they were supposed to take, there was some danger. What are you crying about?
I can't believe it. I didn't even buy a new tablecloth. I was going to wash the walls.
Listen, they'll think it's a millionaire's house compared to the way they live. Don't worry about the walls. They'll be thankful. Why don't you run down by a tablecloth? Go ahead. Here.
There's no stores open now.
Beatrice, you was going to put a new cover on the chair.
I know. Well, I thought it was going to be next week. I was going to clean the walls. I was going to wax the floors.
Maybe Mrs. Dondero upstairs.
No, hers is worse than this one. My God, I don't even have nothing to eat for them.
Hey, take it easy.
No, I'm just nervous, that's all. I'll make the fish.
You're saving their lives. What are you worrying about the tablecloth? They probably didn't see a tablecloth in their whole life where they come from.
I'm just worried about you. That's all I'm worried.
Listen, as long as they know where they're going to sleep.
I told them in the letters. They're sleeping on the floor.
Beatrice, all I'm worried about is you got such a heart that I'll end up on the floor with you and they'll be in our bed.
All right. Oh, stop it.
Because as soon as you see a tired relative, I end up on the floor.
When did you end up on the floor?
When your father's house burned down, I didn't end up on the floor.
Well, their house burned down.
Yeah, but it didn't keep burning for 2 weeks.
All right, look, I'll tell him to go someplace else.
Now, wait a minute, Beatrice. I just don't want you being pushed around, that's all. You got too big a heart. Well, what are you so touchy?
I'm just afraid if it don't turn out good, you'll be mad at me.
Listen, if everybody keeps his mouth shut, nothing can happen. They'll pay for their board.
Oh, I told them.
Then what the hell? It's an honor, B. I mean it. I was just thinking before, coming home. Suppose my father didn't come to this country, and I was starving like them over there. And I had people in America could keep me a couple of months. The man would be honored to lend me a place to sleep.
You see what he is? You're an angel. God will bless you. You'll see. You'll get a blessing for this.
I'll settle for my own bed.
Go, baby. Set the table.
We didn't tell him about me yet.
Let him eat first. Then we'll tell him. Bring everything in.
Mm-hmm. What's all that about? Where's she going?
No place. It's very good news, Eddie. I want you to be happy.
Well, what already?
She's got a job.
What job? She's going to finish school.
Eddie, you won't believe it.
No, you're going to finish school. What kind of job? What do you mean? All of a sudden you...
Listen a minute. It's wonderful.
It's not wonderful. You'll never get nowheres unless you finish school. You can't take no job. Why didn't you ask me before you take a job?
She's asking you now. She didn't take nothing yet.
Listen a minute. I came to school this morning, and the principal called me out of class, see, to go to his office.
Yeah?
So I went in, and he says to me he's got my records, you know, and there's a company who wants a girl right away. It ain't exactly a secretary, it's a stenographer first, but pretty soon you get to be a secretary. And he says to me that I'm the best student in the whole class.
You hear that?
Well, why not? Sure, she's the best.
I'm the best student, he says. And if I want, I should take the job, and the end of the year, he'll let me take the examination, and he'll give me the certificate. So I'll save practically a year.
Where's the job? What company?
It's a big plumbing company over Nostrand Avenue.
Nostrand Avenue and where?
It's someplace by the Navy Yard.
$50 a week, Eddie.
50?
I swear.
What about all the stuff you wouldn't learn this year, though?
There's nothing more to learn, Eddie. I just gotta practice from now on. I know all the symbols and I know the keyboard. I'll just get faster, that's all. And when I'm working, I'll keep getting better and better, you see?
Work is the best practice anyway.
That ain't what I wanted, though.
Why? It's a great big company.
I don't like that neighborhood over there.
It's a block and a half from the subway, he says.
Yeah, near the Navy Yard, plenty can happen in a block and a half. And a plumbing company? That's one step over the waterfront. They're practically longshoremen.
Yeah, but she'll be in the office, Eddie.
Yeah, I know she'll be in the office, but that ain't what I had in mind.
Listen, she's got to go to work sometime.
Listen, B, she'll be with a lot of plumbers and sailors up and down the street. So what does she go to school for?
But it's 50 a week, Eddie.
Look, did I ask you for money? I supported you this long. I support you a little more. Please do me a favor, will you? I want you to be with different kind of people. I want you to be in a nice office. Maybe a lawyer's office, someplace in New York, in one of them nice buildings. I mean, if you're going to get out of here, then get out. Don't go into practically the same kind of neighborhood.
Go, baby. Bring in the supper. Think about it a little bit, Eddie. Please. She's crazy to start work. It's not a little shop. It's a big company. Someday, she could be a secretary. They picked her out of the whole class. Oh. What are you worried about? She can take care of herself. She'll get out of the subway, be in the office in 2 minutes.
I know that neighborhood, B. I don't like it.
Listen, if nothing happened to her in this neighborhood, it ain't gonna happen no place else. Look, you gotta get used to it. She's no baby no more. Tell her to take it. Mm-hmm. You hear me? I don't understand you. She's 17 years old. You gonna keep her in the house all her life?
What kind of remark is that?
Well, I don't understand when it ends. First, it was gonna be when she graduated high school, so she graduated high school. Then it was gonna be when she learned stenographer, so she learned stenographer. So what are we gonna wait for now? I mean it, Eddie. Sometimes I don't understand you. They picked her out of the whole class. It's an honor for her.
Hey, Catherine, with your hair that way, you look like a Madonna, you know that? You're the Madonna type. You want to go to work, eh, Madonna?
Yeah.
All right, go to work. Oh. Hey, take it easy. Oh. Well, what are you crying about?
I'm going to buy all new dishes with my first pay. I mean it. I'll fix up the whole house. I'll buy a rug.
Yeah, and then you'll move away.
No, Eddie.
Yeah, why not? That's life. And you'll come visit on Sundays and once a month and Christmas and New Year's.
No, please.
I only ask you one thing. Don't trust nobody. You got a good aunt, but she's got too big a heart. You learn bad from her. Believe me.
Be the way you are, Katie. Don't listen to him.
You lived in a house all your life. What do you know about her? You never worked in your life.
She likes people. What's wrong with that?
Because most people ain't people. She's going to work. Plumbers. They'll chew her to pieces if she don't watch out. Believe me, Katie, the less you trust, the less you be sorry.
First thing I'll buy is a rug, baby.
I don't mind. I smelled coffee all day today. You unloading coffee today?
Yeah, Brazil ship.
I smelled it, too. It smelled all over the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's one time. Boy, to be a longshoreman is a pleasure. I could work coffee ships 20 hours a day. You go down in the hold, you know? It's like flowers. That smell. We'll bust a bag tomorrow. I'll bring you some.
Oh, just be sure there's no spiders in it, will you? I mean it. I still remember that spider coming out of that bag he brung home. I nearly died.
Oh, you call that a spider? You ought to see what comes out of the bananas sometimes.
Oh, don't talk talk about it.
I've seen spiders could stop a Buick.
All right, shut up.
Well, who started with the spiders?
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Just don't bring them home again. What time is it?
8:45.
He's bringing them 10 o'clock, Tony?
Around, yeah.
Eddie, suppose somebody asks if they're living here. I mean, if they ask.
Now, look, baby. I can see we're getting mixed up again here.
No, I just mean people see them going in and out.
I don't care who sees them going in and out as long as you don't see them going in and out. And this goes for you too, B. You don't see nothing, you don't know nothing.
Oh, what do you mean? I don't understand.
You don't understand. You still think you can talk about this to somebody just a little bit. Now, let me say once and for all, because you're making me nervous again, both of you. I don't care if somebody comes in the house and sees them sleeping on the floor. It never comes out of your mouth who they are or what they're doing here.
Yeah, but my mother will know.
Yeah, sure she'll know, but just don't you be the one who told her, that's all. This is the United States government you're playing with now. This is the Immigration Bureau. If you said it, you knew it. If you didn't say it, you didn't know it.
Yeah, but Eddie, suppose somebody...
I don't care what question it is. You don't know nothing. They got stool pigeons all over this neighborhood. They're paying them every week for information, and you don't know who they are. Could be your best friend. You hear? Like Vinnie Balzano? Yeah, remember Vinnie?
Oh, yeah. God forbid.
Now, tell her about Vinnie. Oh, you think I'm blowing steam here? Yeah, go ahead. Tell her. He was a baby then. There was a family lived next door to her mother. He was about 16.
No, he was no more than 14. Because I was to his confirmation in St. Agnes. But the family had an uncle that they were hiding in the house, and he snitched to the immigration.
The kid snitched?
On his own uncle.
What, was he crazy?
He was crazy after, I tell you that. Boy.
Oh, he was terrible. He had 5 brothers and the old father, and they grabbed him in the kitchen and pulled him down the stairs. 3 flights his head was bouncing like a coconut, and they spit on him in the street. His own father and his brothers. The whole neighborhood was crying.
So what happened to him?
I think he went away. I never seen him again, did you?
Him? You'll never see him no more. Guy do a thing like that? How's he gonna show his face? Just remember, kid, you can quicker get back $1 million that was stole than a word you gave away.
Okay, I won't say a word to nobody, I swear.
It's gonna rain tomorrow. We'll be sliding all over the decks. Maybe you ought to put something on for them. They'll be here soon.
I only got fish. I hate to spoil it. If they ate already, I'll wait. It'll only take a few minutes. I could broil it.
What happens, Eddie, when that ship pulls out and they ain't on it, though? Don't the captain say nothing?
Captain's pieced off. What do you mean?
Even the captain?
Well, what's the matter? The captain don't have to live. Captain gets a piece, maybe one of the mates, a piece for the guy in Italy who fixed the papers for him. Tony here will get a little bite.
I just hope they get work here. That's all I hope.
Oh, the syndicate will fix jobs for them till they pay them off. They'll get them work every day. It's after the payoff. Then they'll have to scramble like the rest of us.
Well, it'd be better than they got there.
Oh, sure. Well, listen. So, you're gonna start Monday, eh, Madonna?
I'm supposed to, yeah.
Well, I hope you have good luck. I wish you the best. You know that, kid.
You sound like I'm going 1,000,000 miles.
I know. I guess I just never figured on one thing.
What?
That you would ever grow up. I left a cigar in my other coat, I think.
Stay there. I'll get it for you.
What are you mad at me lately?
Who's mad? I'm not mad. The other one was mad.
Here. I'll light it for you. Don't worry about me, Eddie, huh?
Don't burn yourself. You better go in and help her with the dishes.
Oh, I'll do the dishes, B.
He was as good a man as he had to be in a life that was hard and even. He worked on the piers when there was work. He brought home his pay, and he lived. And toward 10 o'clock of that night, after they had eaten, the cousins came.
Thank you. You're on your own now. Just be careful, that's all. Ground floor. Thank you. I see you on the pier tomorrow. You'll go to work.
Yeah. Hey, this will be the first house I ever walked into in America. Imagine, she said they were poor.
Shh. Oh, come. You, Marco? Come in, come in. Marco, and you're...
Yes, Rodolfo.
Jeez, you got here.
Are you my cousin?
Beatrice, this is my husband, Eddie. Catherine, my sister Nancy's daughter.
My brother, Rodolfo. Hey. I want to tell you now, Eddie. When you say go, we will go.
Oh, no.
I see it's a small house. But soon, maybe, we can have our own house.
You're welcome, Marco. We got plenty of room here. Katie, give him supper, huh?
Come here, sit down. I will get you some soup.
Oh, we ate on the ship, thank you. Thank you.
Get some coffee, Catherine. We'll all have coffee. Come. Sit down.
How come he's so dark and you're so light, Rodolfo?
I don't know. 1,000 years ago, they say the Danes invaded Sicily.
He's practically blonde.
How's the coffee doing?
Oh, I'm getting it.
You just have a nice trip?
The ocean is always rough, but we are good sailors.
No trouble getting here?
No, the man brought us. Very nice man. He says we start work tomorrow. Is he honest?
No. But as long as you owe them money, they'll get you plenty of work. You ever work on the piers in Italy?
Piers? No. In our town, there are no piers, only the beach and little fishing boats.
So, what kind of work did you do?
Whatever there is. Anything.
Sometimes they build a house, or if they fix the bridge. Marco is a mason, and I bring him the cement. In harvest time, we work in the fields, if there is work, anything.
Still bad there, huh?
Bad, yes.
It's terrible. We stand around all day in the piazza, listening to the fountain, like birds. Everybody waits only for the train.
What's on the train?
Nothing. But if there are many passengers and you're lucky, you make a few lire to push the taxi up the hill.
You gotta push a taxi?
Oh, sure. It's a feature in our town. The horses in our town are skinnier than goats. So if there are too many passengers, we help to push the carriages up to the hotel. In our town, the horses are only for show.
Why don't they have automobile taxis?
There is one. We push that too. Everything in our town, you gotta push.
Hey, Ra, how do you like that?
So, what do you want to do? You going to stay here in this country, or you want to go back?
Go back?
Well, you're married, ain't you?
Yes. I have 3 children.
3? I thought only one.
Oh, no. I have 3 now. 4 years, 5 years, 6 years.
Oh, I bet they're crying for you already, huh?
What can I do? The older one is sick. In his chest. My wife. She feed them from her own mouth. I tell you the truth. If I stay there, they will never grow up. They eat the sunshine.
Oh, my God. So, how long you want to stay?
With your permission, we stay maybe...
Oh, she don't mean in this house. She means in the country.
Oh, maybe 4, 5, 6 years, I think.
He trusts his wife.
Yeah, but maybe you'll get enough. You'll be able to go back quicker.
I hope. I don't know. I understand it's not so good here, either.
Oh, you guys will be all right. Till you pay him off, anyway. After that, you'll have to scramble, that's all. But you'll make better here than you could there.
How much? We hear all kinds of figures. How much can a man make? We work hard. We'll work all day, all night.
Well, on the average, a whole year? Maybe. Well, it's hard to say, see? Sometimes we lay off. There's no ships. 3, 4 weeks.
3, 4 weeks?
Yeah, but I think you could probably 30, 40 a week over the whole 12 months of the year.
Dollars?
Sure, dollars.
Oh, if we can stay here a few months, Beatrice.
Oh, listen, you're welcome, Marco.
Because I could send them a little more if I stay here.
As long as you want. We got plenty of room.
My wife. My wife, I want to send right away maybe $20.
You can send them something next week already.
Oh. Eduardo.
Hey, don't thank me. Listen, what the hell? It's no skin off me. What happened to the coffee?
I got it on. You married too? No.
Oh, no.
I told you.
I know. I just thought maybe he got married recently.
I have no money to get married. I have a nice face, but no money.
He's a real blonde.
You want to stay here too, eh, Rodolfo? For good?
Me? Yes, forever. Me? I want to be an American. And then I want to go back to Italy when I am rich. And I will buy a motorcycle.
A motorcycle?
With a motorcycle in Italy, you will never starve anymore.
I'll get the coffee.
What do you do with a motorcycle?
He dreams. He dreams.
Why? Messages. The rich people in the hotel always need someone who will carry a message, but quickly and with a great noise. With a blue motorcycle, I would station myself in the courtyard of the hotel, and in a little while, I would have messages.
When you have a wife, you have dreams.
Huh? Why can't you just walk or take a trolley or something?
Here's coffee.
Oh, no. The machine is necessary. A man comes into a great hotel and says, I am a messenger. Who is this man? He disappears walking. There is no noise, nothing. Maybe he will never come back. Maybe he will never deliver the message. But a man who rides up on a great machine, this man is responsible. This man exists. He will be given a message. I'm also a singer, though.
You mean a regular?
Oh, yes. One night last year, Andriola got sick, baritone. And I took his place in the garden of the hotel. 3 arias I sang, without a mistake. 1,000 lira notes they threw from the tables. Money was falling like a storm in the treasury. It was magnificent. We lived 6 months on that night, eh, Marco?
2 months.
Can't you get a job in that place?
Andriola got better. He's a baritone. Very strong.
Rodolfo sang it aloud.
Why too loud?
Too loud. The guests in that hotel are Englishmen. They don't like it too loud.
Nobody ever said it was too loud.
I say, it was too loud. I knew as soon as you started to sing, too loud.
And then why did they throw so much money?
They paid for your courage. The English like courage, but once is enough.
I never heard anybody say it was too loud.
Did you ever hear of jazz?
Oh, sure. I sing jazz.
You could sing jazz?
Oh, I sing Napolitan, jazz, bel canto. I sing Paper Doll. You like Paper Doll?
Oh, sure. I'm crazy for Paper Doll. Go ahead, sing it.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal.
Hey, kid, hey, wait a minute.
Let me finish, it's beautiful.
And all the flirty, flirty guys with the flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are rich.
He's terrific. It's terrific, Rodolfo.
Yeah, look, kid, you don't want to be picked up, do you?
No, no.
Because we never had no singers here. And all of a sudden there's a singer in the house. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. You'll be quiet, Rodolfo.
They got guys all over the place, Marco. I mean,
yes. You'll be quiet. You'll be quiet.
What's the high heels for, Garbo?
I figured for tonight.
Do me a favor, will you? Go ahead.
Oh.
Eddie.
All actresses, they want to be around here.
Oh, in Italy, too. All of the girls.
Yeah, huh?
Yes. Oh, especially when they are so beautiful.
You like sugar?
Sugar? Yes, I like sugar very much.
Who can ever know what will be discovered? Eddie Carbone had never expected to have a destiny. A man works, raises his family, goes bowling, eats, gets old, and then he dies. Now, as the weeks passed, there was a future. There was a trouble that would not go away.
Eddie?
It's after 8.
Well, it's a long show at the Paramount.
They must have seen every picture in Brooklyn by now. He's supposed to stay in the house when he ain't working. He ain't supposed to go advertising himself.
Well, that's his trouble. What do you care? If they pick him up, they pick him up. That's all. Come in the house.
What happened to the stenography? I don't see her practice no more.
She'll get back to it. She's excited, Eddie.
She tell you anything?
What is the matter with you? He's a nice kid. What do you want from him?
That's a nice kid. He gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, go on. You're just jealous.
Of him? Boy, you don't think much of me.
I don't understand you. What's so terrible about him?
You mean it's all right with you? That's gonna be her husband?
Why? He's a nice fella. Hardworking. He's a good-looking fella.
He sings on the ships. Did you know that?
What do you mean he sings?
Just what I said. He sings. Right on the deck. All of a sudden, a whole song comes out of his mouth. With motions. You know what they're calling him now? Paper doll, they're calling him. Canary. He's like a weird. Comes out on the pier, 1, 2, 3. It's a regular free show.
Well, he's a kid. He don't know how to behave himself
and
yet.
With that wacky hair, he's like a chorus girl or something.
So he's blonde.
I just hope that's his regular hair. That's all I hope.
You crazy or something?
What's so crazy? I don't like his whole way.
Listen, you never seen a blonde guy in your life? What about Whitey Balsa?
Sure, but Whitey don't sing. He don't do like that on the ships.
Well, maybe that's the way they do in Italy.
Then why don't his brother sing? Marco goes around like a man. Nobody kids Marco. I tell you the truth, I'm surprised I have to tell you all this. I mean, I'm surprised, B.
Listen, you ain't gonna start nothing here.
I ain't starting nothing, but I ain't gonna stand around looking at that. That character, I didn't bring her up. I swear, B, I'm surprised at you. I sit there waiting for you to wake up, but everything is great with you.
No, everything ain't great with me.
No?
No. But I got other worries.
Yeah?
Yeah. You want me to tell you?
Why? What worries you got?
When am I going to be a wife again, Eddie?
I ain't been feeling good. They bother me since they came.
That's almost 3 months you don't feel good. I'm only here a couple of weeks. It's 3 months, Eddie.
I don't know, B. I don't want to talk about it.
What's the matter, Eddie? You don't like me, huh?
What do you mean I don't like you? I said I don't feel good, that's all.
Well, tell me, am I doing something wrong? Talk to me.
I can't. I can't talk about it.
Well, tell me what
I got nothing to say about it. I'll be all right, B. Just lay off me, will you? I'm worried about her.
Girl's going to be 18 years old. It's time already.
B, he's taking her for a ride.
All right, that's her ride. What, are you going to stand over until she's 40? Eddie, I want you to cut it out now. You hear me? I don't like it. Come in the house.
Now, I want to take a walk. I'll be in right away.
They ain't going to come any quicker if you stand in the street. It ain't nice, Eddie.
I'll be in right away. Go ahead.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
You want to go to bowling tonight?
I'm too tired. Going to sleep.
Yeah, I should do submarines.
They're okay, Louie.
I see they're getting work all the time.
Oh, yeah, they're doing all right.
Yeah, that's what we ought to do. We ought to leave the country coming under the water. And then we get work.
You ain't kidding, Mike.
Well, what the hell, you know?
Sure.
Believe me, Eddie, you got a lot of credit coming to you.
Ah, they don't bother me. Don't cost me nothing.
That other one, boy, he's a regular bull. I seen him the other day lifting coffee bags over to Matson Lane. They leave him alone, he would load the whole ship by himself.
Yeah, he's a strong guy, that guy. Their father was a regular giant, supposed to be.
Yeah, you could see. He's a regular slave, eh, Mike?
That blonde one, though. He's got a sense of humor.
Yeah, he's funny.
Well, he ain't exactly funny, but he's always, like, making remarks like, you know? He comes around, everybody's laughing.
Yeah, well, he's got a sense of humor.
Yeah. I mean, he's always making, like, remarks like, you know?
Yeah, I know. But he's a kid yet, you know? He's just a kid, that's all.
I know. You take one look at him, everybody's happy. I walked one day with him last week over the Moore McCormack line. I'm telling you, they was all hysterical.
Why? What'd he do?
I don't know. He was just humorous. You never can remember what he says, you know, but it's the way he says it. I mean, he gives you a look sometimes and you start laughing.
Yeah. He's got a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see, Eddie.
Take it easy.
Yeah, see ya.
If you want to come bowling later, we're going to Flatbush Avenue.
Hey!
Oh.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, Eddie! What a picture we saw. Did we laugh?
Where'd you go?
Paramount. It was with those two guys, you know, that...
Brooklyn Paramount?
Sure, the Brooklyn Paramount. I told you we wasn't going to New York.
All right, I only asked you. I just don't want to hang around Times Square, see? It's full of trams over there.
I would like to go to Broadway once, Eddie. I would like to walk with her once where the theaters are and the opera. Since I was a boy, I see pictures of those lights.
I want to talk to her a minute, Rodolfo. Go inside, will you?
Eddie, we only walk together in the streets. She teaches me.
You know what he can't get over? That there's no fountains in Brooklyn.
Fountains?
In Italy, he says, every town's got fountains, and they meet there. And you know what? They got oranges on the trees where he comes from, and lemons. Imagine, on the trees. I mean, it's interesting. But he's crazy for New York.
Eddie, why can't we go once to Broadway?
Look, I gotta tell her something.
Maybe you can come too. I want to see all those lights. Caterina, I'll walk by the river before I go to sleep.
Why don't you talk to him, Eddie? He blesses you and you don't talk to him hardly.
I bless you and you don't talk to me.
I don't talk to you? What do you mean?
I don't see you no more. I come home and you're running around someplace.
Well, he wants to see everything, that's all, so we go. You mad at me?
No. It's just I used to come home, you was always there. Now I turn around, you're a big girl. I don't know how to talk to you.
Why?
I don't know. You're running, Katie. I don't think you're listening anymore to me.
Ah, Eddie, sure I am. What's the matter? You don't like him?
You like him, Katie?
Yeah. I like him.
You like him?
Yeah. What do you got against him? I don't understand. He only blesses you.
He don't bless me, Katie.
He does. You're like a father to him.
Katie.
What, Eddie?
You gonna marry him?
I don't know. We just been going around, that's all. What do you got against him, Eddie? Please, tell me. What?
He don't respect you.
Why?
Katie. If you wasn't an orphan, wouldn't he ask your father's permission before he run around with you like this?
Oh, well, he didn't think you'd mind.
He knows I mind, but it don't bother him if I mind. Don't you see that?
No, Eddie, he's got all kinds of respect for me, and you too. We walk across the street, he takes my arm. He almost bows to me. You got him all wrong, Eddie. I mean it. You,
Katie, he's only bowing to his passport.
His passport?
That's right. He marries you, he's got the right to be an American citizen. That's what's going on here. You understand what I'm telling you? The guy is looking for his break. That's all he's looking for.
Oh, no, Eddie. I don't think so.
You don't think so? Katie, you're going to make me cry here. Is that a working man? What does he do with his first money? A snappy new jacket he buys. Records. A pointy pair of new shoes. And his brother's kids are starving over there with tuberculosis. That's a hit-and-run guy, baby. He's got bright lights in his head. Broadway. Them guys don't think of nobody but their self. You marry him, and the next time you see him, it'll be for divorce.
Eddie, he never said a word about his papers.
Oh, you mean he's supposed to tell you that?
I don't think he's even thinking about it.
What's better for him to think about? He could be picked up any day here, and he's back pushing taxis up the hill.
No, I don't believe it.
Katie, don't break my heart.
I don't want
to
hear it.
Me. Katie,
he
listen.
He loves me.
Don't say that. For God's sake. This is the oldest racket in the country.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
They've been pulling this since the immigration law was put in. They grab a green kid that don't know nothing.
I don't believe it, and I wish to hell you'd stop it!
Katie! Why don't you straighten her out?
When are you gonna leave her alone?
Bea, the guy is no good.
You're gonna leave her alone, or you're gonna drive me crazy!
Bea, the guy is no good!
Listen, Catherine, what are you going to do with yourself?
I don't know.
Oh, don't tell me you don't know. You're not a baby anymore. What are you going to do with yourself?
He won't listen to me.
I don't understand this. He's not your father, Catherine. I don't understand what's going on here.
What am I going to do? Just kick him in the face with it?
Look, honey, you want to get married or don't you want to get married? What are you worried about, Katie?
I don't know, Bea. It just seems wrong if he's against it so much.
Sit down, honey. I'm going to tell you something. Here, sit down. Was there ever any fella he liked for you? There wasn't, was there?
But he says Rodolfo's just after his papers.
Look, he'll say anything. What does he care what he says? If it was a prince came here for you, it would be no different. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I guess.
So? What does that mean?
What?
He means you gotta be your own self more. You still think you're a little girl, honey, but nobody else can make up your mind for you anymore. You understand? You gotta give him to understand that he can't give you orders no more.
Yeah, but how am I going to do that? He thinks I'm a baby.
Because you think you're a baby. I told you 50 times already, you can't act the way you act. You still walk around in front of him and you slip.
Well, I forgot.
Well, you can't do it. Or like you sit on the edge of the bathtub talking to him when he's shaving, in his underwear.
Why'd you do that?
I seen you in there this morning.
Oh, well, I wanted to tell him something and
I know, honey. But if you act like a baby and he be treating you like a baby. Like when he comes home sometimes, you throw yourself at him like when he was 12 years old.
Well, I like to see him and I'm happy, so
well, I'm not telling you what to do,
no,
honey, but...
you could tell me, Bea. Gee, I'm all mixed up. See, he looks so sad now and it hurts me.
Well, look, Katie, it's gonna hurt you so much, you're gonna end up an old maid here.
No!
I'm telling you, I'm not making a joke. I tried to tell you a couple times in the last year or so. That's why I was so happy you were going to go out and get work. You wouldn't be here so much. You'd be a little more independent. I mean it. It's wonderful for a whole family to love each other. But you're a grown woman. And you're in the same house with a grown man. So, you'll act different now, eh?
Yeah, I will. I'll remember.
Because it ain't only up to him, Katie. You understand? I told him the same thing already.
What?
That he should let you go. But you see, if only I tell him, he thinks I'm just bawling him out. Maybe I'm jealous of something, you know?
He said you was jealous?
No, I'm just saying maybe that's what he thinks. Yeah. You think I'm jealous of you, honey?
No, it was the first I thought of it.
Well, you should have thought of it before. But I'm not. We'll be all right. Just give him to understand. You don't have to fight. You just... you're a woman, that's all. And you got a nice boy. And now the time came when you said goodbye. All right?
All right. If I can.
Honey, you gotta...
okay.
It was at this time that he first came to me. I had represented his father in an accident case some years before, and I was acquainted with the family in a casual way. I remember him now as he walked through my doorway. His eyes were like tunnels. My first thought was that he had committed a crime. But soon I saw it was only a passion that had moved into his body, like a stranger.
I don't quite understand what I can do for you. Is there a question of law somewhere?
That's what I want to ask you.
Because there's nothing illegal about a girl falling in love with an immigrant.
Yeah, but what about if the only reason is to get his papers?
Well, first of all, you don't know that.
I see it in his eyes. He's laughing at her, and he's laughing at me.
Eddie, I'm a lawyer. I can only deal in what's provable. You understand that, don't you? Can you prove that?
I know what's in his mind, Mr. Alfieri.
Eddie, even if you could prove that...
Listen, will you listen to me a minute? My father always said you was a smart man. I want you to listen to me.
Well, I'm only a lawyer, Eddie.
Will you listen a minute? I'm talking about the law. Let me just bring out what I mean. A man, when he comes into the country illegal, don't he stand to reason he's going to take every penny and put it in the sock? Because they don't know from one day to another, right?
All right.
He's spending. Records he buys now. Shoes. Jackets. You understand me? This guy ain't worried. This guy's here. So it must be that he's got it all laid out in his mind already. He's staying, right?
Well, what about it?
All right. I'm talking to you confidential, ain't I?
Certainly.
I mean, it don't go no place but here. Because I don't like to say this about anybody. Even my wife, I didn't exactly say this.
What is it?
The guy ain't right, Mr. Alfieri.
What do you mean?
I mean he ain't right.
I don't get you.
Did you ever get a look at him?
Not that I know of, no.
He's a blonde guy. Like platinum. You know what I mean?
No.
I mean, if you close the paper fast, you could blow him over.
Well, that doesn't mean...
Now, wait a minute, I'm telling you something. He sings, see? Which is, I mean, it's all right, but sometimes he hits a note, see? I turn around, I mean, high. You know what I mean?
Well, that's a tenor.
I know a tenor, Mr. Alfieri. This ain't no tenor. I mean, if you came in the house and you didn't know who was singing, you wouldn't be looking for him. You'd be looking for her.
Yes, but that's not...
I'm telling you something. Wait a minute. Please, Mr. Alfieri, I'm trying to bring out my thoughts here. A couple of nights ago, my niece brings out a dress which it's too small for her because she shot up like a light this last year. He takes the dress, lays it on the table. He cuts it up. 1, 2, 3. He makes a new dress. I mean, he looked so sweet there, like an angel. You could kiss him, he was so sweet.
Oh, look, Eddie.
Mr. Alfieri, they're laughing at him on the piers. I'm ashamed. Paper doll, they call him. Blondie now. His brother thinks it's because he's got a sense of humor, see? Which he's got, but that ain't what they're laughing. Which they're not going to come out with because they know he's my relative, which they have to see me if they make a crack, you know? But I know what they're laughing at. And when I think of that guy laying his hands on her, I mean, it's eating me out, Mr. Alfieri, because I struggle for that girl. And now he comes in my house and...
Eddie, look, I have my own children. I understand you. But the law is very specific. The law does not...
You mean to tell me that there's no law that a guy, which he ain't right, can go to work and marry a girl and...
You have no recourse in the law, Eddie.
Yeah, but if he ain't right, Mr. Alfieri, you mean to tell me...
There is nothing... You can do, Eddie, believe me.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. There's only one legal question here.
What?
The manner in which they entered the country, but I don't think you want to do anything about that, do you?
You mean?
Well, they entered illegally.
Oh, Jesus, no. I wouldn't do nothing about that, I mean.
All right, then. Let me talk now.
Mr. Alfieri, I can't believe what you tell me. I mean, there must be some kind of law which...
No, Eddie, I want you to listen to me. You know, sometimes God mixes up the people. We all love somebody, the wife, the kids. Every man's got somebody that he loves. Huh? But sometimes it's too much. You know, there's too much, and it goes where it mustn't. A man works hard, he brings up a child. Sometimes it's a niece, sometimes even a daughter. And he never realizes it, but through the years, there's too much love for the daughter. There's too much love for the niece. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
What do you mean? I shouldn't look out for her good?
Yes, but these things have to end, Eddie. That's all. The child has to grow up and go away, and the man has to learn to forget, because after all, Eddie, what other way can it end? Let her go. That's my advice. You did your job. Now it's her life. Wish her luck. Let her go. Will you do that? Because there's no law, Eddie. Make up your mind to it. The law is not interested in this.
You mean to tell me, even if he's a punk, if he's...
There's nothing you can do.
Well, all right, thanks. Thanks very much.
What are you going to do?
Oh, what can I do? I'm a patsy. What can a patsy do? I worked like a dog 20 years so a punk could have her. So that's what I done. I mean, in the worst times, in the worst, when there wasn't a ship coming in the harbor... I didn't stand around looking for relief. I hustled. When there were empty piers in Brooklyn, I went to Hoboken, Staten Island, the West Side, Jersey, all over. Because I made a promise. I took out of my own mouth to give to her. I took out of my wife's mouth. I walked hungry plenty of days in this city. And now I gotta sit in my own house and look at a son of a bitch punk like that, which he came out of nowhere. I give him my house to sleep. I take the blankets off my bed for him. And he takes and puts his dirty, filthy hands on her like a goddamn thief?
But, Eddie, she's a woman now.
He's stealing from me!
She wants to get married, Eddie. She can't marry you, can she?